Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At the Boston Garden tonight, the Boston Celtics could punch their ticket to the NBA Finals. Going into Game 6, the Celtics lead the heavily favored Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals 3-2. For a different perspective on tonight's game, we speak this morning with Joseph Goodman, who covers basketball for the Miami Herald. Good morning, Joseph, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Hey, great to be on. Thanks.
Let me ask you, Joseph, how surprised are you that the Heat are in this position, facing possible elimination tonight by the Celtics, this team of old guys?
Oh, completely surprised. You know, going in, conventional wisdom was that the younger Miami Heat team was going to, once again, just like last season in the playoffs, take care of the Celtics. But here we are. The Heat has their back up against the wall.
How did the Celtics and the Heat get in this situation? Are the Celtics playing that well, or are the Heat playing that poorly?
The Celtics are playing that well. Doc Rivers has done an amazing job this round. And look back to last season. Rajon Rondo is not injured this time around. You know, if he hadn't dislocated his elbow last year, you know, maybe that round would have been different.
Do you think that Heat coach Eric Spoelstra is out of a job if the Celtics beat the Heat? Some think so.
Well, that's a good question. You'd think Pat Riley would want to shake it up some way, and Spoelstra's taken some fire here for his decisions in this round. It's not out of the question. Let's put it that way.
In your article in the Miami Herald yesterday about Game 5, you wrote that Spoelstra said it's a loss, and that's all it is, but it's behind us now. Do you think it is behind for the Heat, or is it looming in their minds today as they face the Celtics in Game 6?
There's definitely a level of pressure in this game for the Heat. I don't think it's behind them. I don't think losing last year in the finals is necessarily behind him.
So you kind of have to give the edge to the Celtics tonight, right? They've won 3 games in a row. They're playing on the home court. They're playing on the parquet at the Boston Garden. Who do you think wins tonight?
Celtics, absolutely. They got the momentum, and they're playing in a place that the Heat has proven that they really can't win in. They've won one time, you know, in the last 2 years at TD Garden, and that was it was in the playoffs last year, so, you know, it's not out of the question, but, you know, in the past 3 games, the team hasn't done anything to tell me that they can win here in Boston.
Joseph Goodman covers basketball for the Miami Herald. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks.